from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The Cochrane District is getting an additional $11.6 million over the next 3 years as it moves towards ending homelessness. That was announced this morning by Timmins MPP George Peary at a gathering at District Social Services Administration headquarters. Representatives of several agencies involved in ending homelessness heard of the money from the Provincial Homeless Prevention Program.
HPP helps local organizations like ours at the DSAB to focus on delivering additional resources and support to those who need it most.
The money will be spent district-wide. DSAB CAO Brian Marks says homelessness is most visible in Timmins because of the way it manifests itself. However, he says it's also a big issue in Cochrane and Moosonee. A joint operation by Timmins Police and the OPP removed a Southern Ontario man from a bus on Spruce Street in Timmins on Tuesday and the seizure of suspected drugs and some cash. Officers of the TPS Drug Enforcement Unit were joined by OPP officers, along with their emergency response team and a canine unit. They seized what they believed to be fentanyl and cocaine, along with the cash. The estimated value is $33,000. The 30-year-old Ajax man is up on two drug charges and one of possession of property obtained by crime worth less than $5,000. The area around the Porcupine River and Porcupine Lake aren't out of the woods yet when it comes to flood potential. The Timmins Flood Advisory Committee says water levels remain high and conditions could change quickly. The flood outlook is in effect until next Thursday. Caution is being advised around all bodies of water in the area. A southwestern Ontario city will be the home of a history-making Volkswagen plant. The German manufacturer is investing $7 billion in its first overseas electric vehicle battery manufacturing plant in St. Thomas near London as part of the largest electric vehicle-related investment in Canadian history. The plant is expected to create up to 3,000 direct jobs and up to 30,000 indirectly. Construction is expected to begin next year. In Country 93.1 Sports, the MAC is expected to be rocking tonight more than on any other Friday night in its history. Game 2 of the NOJHL Championship Series faces off at 7 o'clock. The Timmins Rock took the first in the best of seven last night, 4-0 over the Sault Ste. Marie Thunderbirds. Last night's announced attendance was 1,382. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.